In memory, it is with deep regret that we record the deaths of the following members, and we offer our heartfelt condolences to their widows, widowers, families and friends. Brian Olger of Llanwrit, Wales, who died on the 1st of February, aged 83. He served as a private in the King's Shropshire Light Infantry. Ian Bacon of Poole, who died on the 23rd of December 2025, aged 80. He served as a senior airman in the Royal Air Force. Eric Bainbridge of Stockport, who died on the 14th of January, aged 90. He served in the Royal Armoured Corps. James Baker of Cheltenham, who died on the 1st of February, aged 93. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Ronald Barber of Salford, who died on the 1st of February, aged 96. He served as a corporal in the Royal Marines. Anthony Best of Slough, who died on the 9th of January. He served as a trooper in the General Service Corps. Michael Bishop of Wootton-under-Edge, who died on the 16th of December 2025, aged 99. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Gloucestershire Regiment. James Bridge of Nottingham, who died on the 5th of January, aged 99. He served as a private in the Royal Artillery. John Catanash of Billericay, who died on the 31st of December 2025, aged 91. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. Patrick Collins of Felixstowe, who died on the 8th of January, aged 89. He served as a sergeant in the Army Air Corps. Frederick Corns of Stockton-on-Tees, who died on the 19th of December 2025, aged 96. He served as a mechanic in the Royal Air Force. Geoffrey Deaney of Walsall, who died on the 7th of January, aged 78. He served as a warrant officer, second class, in the Parachute Regiment. Kenneth Dix of Poole, who died on the 1st of January, aged 95. He served as a wing commander in the Royal Air Force. Susan Dunham of Carnoustie, who died on the 1st of January, aged 71. She served as a leading Wren in the Women's Royal Naval Reserve. Ronald Duxbury of Blackburn, who died on the 9th of January, aged 86. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Gerard Fleming of Bishop Auckland, who died on the 23rd of January, aged 94. He served as an AC1 in the Royal Air Force. James Ford of Hawley, who died on the 6th of December 2025, aged 97. He served as a private in the General Service Corps. David Garling of Cambridge, who died on the 1st of January, aged 88. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Artillery. Michael Gatford of Telford, who died on the 17th of December 2025, aged 88. He served as a warrant officer in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. Colin Gilchrist of South Shields, who died on the 1st of December 2025, aged 90. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Durham Light Infantry. Robert Gooch of Welling, who died on the 9th of January, aged 90. He served as a private in the Royal Army Pay Corps. Francis Grant of Stowmarket, who died on the 1st of January, aged 101. He served as a Royal Marine. William Greatorex of Shrewsbury, who died on the 31st of January, aged 92. He served as a captain in the Royal Army Pay Corps. Brian Greenwood of Sheffield, who died on the 29th of January, aged 91. He served in the Royal Air Force. Gerard Hodkinson of Carlisle, who died on the 3rd of February, aged 92. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Glanville Hole of Llantwit Major, who died on the 11th of January, aged 97. He served as a flight sergeant in the Royal Air Force. Thomas Holland of Bolden Colliery, who died on the 1st of December, aged 90. He served in the Royal Armoured Corps. Leslie Hutt of Reading, who died on the 20th of January, aged 104. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Armoured Corps. Joseph Jervis of Salford, who died on the 1st of January, aged 102. He served as an AC1 in the Royal Air Force. Peter Keevil of Maidenhead, who died on the 20th of December 2025, aged 93. He served in the Royal Navy. Thomas Kimblin of Oldham, who died on the 15th of January, aged 99. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Air Force. Brian McCormack of Rochdale, who died on the 1st of December 2025, aged 89. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Samuel Mears of Peacehaven, who died on the 21st of January, aged 81. He served as a private in the King's Own Scottish Borderers. John Meikle of Winscombe, who died on 29th of January, aged 90. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Signals. Peter Moore of Lydney, who died on the 9th of October 2025, aged 75. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Staffordshire Regiment. Ian Partridge of Louth, who died on the 29th of December 2025, aged 89. He served as a Flight Sergeant in the Royal Air Force. Clifford Payne of Cardiff, who died on the 1st of February, aged 99. He served in the Royal Welsh Fusiliers. Robert Peach of Romsey, who died on the 14th of January, aged 93. He served as an LAC in the Royal Air Force. Andrew Penman of Peterborough, who died on the 23rd of January, aged 90. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. Martin Finn of Forfa, who died on the 26th of December 2025, aged 80. He served as a corporal in the Royal Military Police. Brian Powell of Eye, who died on the 19th of January, aged 90. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Engineers. Pamela Rivers of Felixstowe, who died on the 15th of December 2025, aged 84. She served in the Women's Royal Army Corps. Anne Sexton of Tadworth, who died on the 1st of January, aged 94. She served as an AC1 in the Royal Air Force. Ronald Simpson of Morpeth, who died on the 11th of October 2025, aged 86. He served as an LAC in the Royal Air Force. William Simpson of Worksop, who died on the 1st of January, aged 103. He served as a sapper in the Reconnaissance Corps. William Stacey of Nottingham, who died on the 1st of February, aged 74. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Gordon Highlanders. John Swain of Bolton Colliery, who died on the 21st of January, aged 94. He served as an able seaman in the Royal Navy. David Sykes of Chertsey, who died on the 31st of December 2025, aged 88. He served as a signalman in the Royal Signals. Frederick Walters of Penarth, who died on the 13th of December 2025, aged 94. He served as a stoker mechanic in the Royal Navy. Lawrence Watson of Yarm, who died on the 26th of January, aged 94. He served in the Royal Air Force. George Watmore of Middlesbrough, who died on the 13th of January, aged 92. He served as a sapper in the Royal Engineers. Roger Wilcox of Newton Abbott, who died on the 8th of January, aged 90. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. And Vivian Yates of South Shields, who died on the 21st of December, aged 92. She served as an LACW in the Women's Royal Air Force. Did you know that we can set up online tribute pages for the loved ones of staff, members and supporters? Find out more about setting up a tribute page at blindveteransuk.muchloved.org.